Hello.
Hi, is this Susan?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Susan. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm fine. How's that?
Good. I'm happy to hear that. So, Susan, you say you're interested in becoming a caregiver. Is that still the case? Are you still interested in the position?
Say again. I'm standing outside, guys. Say.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Family First Care. We're a caregiving agency, and we see that you are interested in a caregiving position.
Yeah.
Okay, are you still interested?
Yes.
You're still interested. Amazing. Okay, so, all right, so I'm going to be the one helping you with the hiring process. Is now a good time to run through the requirements together?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, amazing. So I'm going to send you an intro text. That way you'll have all the information that we're going to go over, so you don't have to write anything down.
Okay.
All right. First, I'm going to send you three links to fill out. Number one is an application. Number two is a competency test. You don't have to worry about doing well. As long as it's filled out, it'll be marked as a pass. And lastly, we are going to need you to take care of an I-9 W-4 form for when we pay you. All right, and then we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
Yes, but I'm not home right now. I can do it, like, later on. I can fill out the form later on.
No problem. That's totally fine. When you do send
I'm at work right now, so.
You're at work right now. No problem. That's totally fine. Later is no problem. When you do send everything over, the links you're just going to fill out through the link, but anything you have to send, you could send over through text message.
So everything else has, okay. So you're sending the application, you're sending it on my email or?
No, I'm sending it through your number, through text.
Okay, all right.
All right, there's a few more requirements. In addition to the IDs, we are going to need to see proof of two-year residency. Which means a document dated from 2023 or before showing that you did live in Pennsylvania. So if your photo ID was issued from 2023 or before, that would be good for proof of residency.
Okay.
Would you have that to provide?
Yeah.
Amazing. You could send that over through text as well. And then lastly, we're going to need you to get a TB test for tuberculosis.
Yeah, I got my TB test.
Amazing. Was that the one within the year?
Yeah, I just got it not too long.
Fantastic.
I got it this year.
You got it this year. Amazing. So you could text that over to me as well.
All right. So if I get home, then I would do that probably tomorrow morning because I'm doing double, so I'm here all day.
Great. Okay. Perfect. No problem. And I'm here to help you. So if you have any questions or need assistance with anything, feel free to reach out. My name is Malky.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Can you test your name to me too as well?
Yeah, it's in the text message there. Tie this.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Amazing. We'll
all
be
right.
In touch.
Okay.
Then. Looking forward.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Of course. Okay. Bye.